This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across the country and around the world via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America and for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the guys and gals in there sorting the mail for delivery today, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Go there and check out all the different things we have there for you to look at. All right, joining us right now, 7 minutes past the hour, Ms. Rosemary DePere, intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Oh, good morning, Captain. Oh, my goodness. I have to keep myself calm here. That first hour, I tell you, I was looking for a tranquilizer I don't have. I'm glad I didn't join in on that one because, oh, boy, you know, as an American Christian, I feel offended. You know by what? Oh, I can't believe these people.
Well, they're going after the Christians.
Well, I know
that's part of the fundamental transformation of America.
I had to hold myself back last night. I think
yep.
He was attacking me. Mm-hmm. That's okay. I'm used to it. All right. Tonight, people, because Missouri was on board last night, had to be still in our prayers, and I've talked to people from there. But shower's a blessing. I haven't forgotten y'all, so I got a few names on here. Let's just get them in there. And yes, I pre-prayed, of course. For anybody new, we do these once a week. I usually do two nights, but we had a special night last night that we had to give over to that war-torn place. I'm telling you, poor Missouri. But anyway, okay, let's get some blessings on here. First of all, this is a little bit different. It has some different names. First of all, to Craig Gross and his wife, Toni, friends forever. Maria, our German-American sweetheart, because she's just as American almost as sometimes, I think, more than some of these people that are going against us. And a Major Mag and all of you live in Germany. There's a lot of you. You're very loyal. And then to Flip, I know he had his third surgery, and that can put you out for a little bit, but to all his biker friends and Flip, I'm telling you, I swear, I've got more songs to put. We're going to be dancing again for sure. So.
By the way, one real quick thing: George is on his way up there on his motorcycle from the Bikers for Trump 45 group that he's got, and it's the last Thunder motorcycle event in Washington D.C. This is the last one they're going to have up there.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting.
Yep.
Well. Anyway, to all you bikers, God bless you all, because you really do hang in there. Okay, to Dave in Indiana, I know he probably addressed some weather problems the other day. I don't know about he may be back in an igloo with other things. And then to, of course, Professor Emeritus Dan, dear, dear friend, and to his sister and his family, his dad, what a family man he is, and professional, couldn't find a... Anyway, I could go on and on about Dan. We all love you, Dan. We all love you. God bless you. And to Colonel Warshak, I hope I got that right.
Yeah.
He's the head of Republic Party of Hillsborough County. The reason this is getting hard for me, we're getting a lot of clubs in here, and I don't know. I want to get y'all in here. Okay, to all the Trump clubs, Tampa Club 45, Trump Club 45. I think I got it, Captain. I think I got it.
Yeah.
Colonel McAllister, head of that, and to all of you, I know you're overflowing there. And then to the one in Pinellas, we can't forget, James Stratton. I hope I got you all in there.
June the 18th, the next meeting.
Okay, there you go. Thank you for giving that. And for all of you involved, God bless everything you all do. I know it. Okay, I got to get on with this because, you know, I could just talk so much to each one of you. I have to say, I love you all so much. That's why I said to the captain, I've got to do a blessing tonight. We have to have one a week at least, usually two. I have a follow-up for the next show, whenever that is, because we have a holiday coming up. I don't know.
Monday.
Okay, I have a good follow-up, and the follow-up is usually with prayer. Okay, Julie in Atlanta, God bless you, my dear. We are still praying for you. I know you're suffering, and I've been there where you are. I don't know if you know that. Maybe not. I don't know how much you're suffering, so I don't want to put myself in your category, but I understand it, and we are praying for you mightily. You stay online and stay in touch. Steve in Thailand, God bless you. Mark in Texas, that's Captain's friend. I said, I better get him on here because he, Al in Nebraska, I hope you didn't hit some of that. You know, that's bad weather. I've never seen anything like this year. Terry, our overnight worker in Nashville, Tennessee. By the way, going to be some new people from Tennessee on here about another 2 weeks. The whole veterans area, you guys that are doing such great, I didn't know you were doing all this stuff for veterans. Anyway, you will be on there because my friend Mary's headed up there, and she's a go-getter.
Trucker okay. Ed's on his way back from Tallahassee.
Oh, Tallahassee. Well, that's. I hope our, well, at least our weather here is good right now, Captain, but I'm not going to go into that later because I know what's coming. Okay, to Alan, Nebraska, to Backgammon Bob, who calls in. With great questions. I don't know where he gets them, but they're good. Sony in beautiful Wisconsin. At least I think they've been spared a little bit. Knights of Columbus. A great group of people that the captain spoke about. I know some of you are probably listening now. Get your names on the regular list there and email in or be part of it because you do great work. Jeff in Sarasota. Oh, my goodness, such a great helper to the show, to the captain. And I don't want to forget Mission Barbecue or Nixon Farms. I've got them on here because they're so important places that the captain meets. And I know that if I had the time, I mean, I don't have time to breathe these days, but I would go to one. You need to go to those when the captain's there. Okay, to the drivers and truckers that captain does for every night. Ed, to Market Trucker, Catwoman, Sam, our local expert paper relocator, to Michael, our marine friend, in Oregon, Professor Eon, to Don and Donna in Carrollton, Valdosta, Georgia, and Jasper, Florida. My time is up for now, but just remember this. You all have been prayed for. May God bless you all. Captain, thank you so much, and God bless you.
Yep, and Steve in Thailand, who just chimed in to let me know that he's still around. I know you are because I've been looking at the cartoons you've been sending me there, my friend. All right, well, when we come back, I'm going to have an interesting little chat here about a couple things. By the way, I wonder why Americans have lost faith in Washington, D.C. We're going to get into that. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Already, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our very good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, Saturday, the 25th, Saturday, tomorrow, I will be up at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. We're going to have something. We always have been up there Memorial Day for the last 3 years, and we're going to have our annual cookout and all that stuff. But we're also going to have a silent auction with a couple of paintings done by Gold Star Father Craig Gross, and they're pretty doggone good. And it'll be a silent auction for those, plus there'll be a silent auction for another picture that will be there. And all the proceeds from the sale of those pictures will go to Wreaths Across America, and that's the Christmas time thing where they put the Christmas wreaths out on all the graves of all of the different military dead in the national cemeteries. So that's what we're going to do there. So stop on by Moss Family Automotive, the Moss Nissan dealership up there at 54 State Route 54 and US 19, Newport Richey. That's where I'll be from noon to 3. Look forward to seeing many of you. I'll probably get there about 11 or 11:30, so I'll be there a little bit early. And come out and have a great day. We'll have a lot of veterans there. And then Monday, on Memorial Day, I will be at Moss Family Chevrolet from noon to 2 for their Memorial Day event that they've got going on. Now, again, veterans, you serve, you save. Active duty military, you serve, you save. First responders, the same, and all 911 dispatchers. But this Memorial Day weekend, they've got a sale that's even better than that. And if you're a combat wounded veteran, you come up and you see me, and you're going to get a real surprise. You're going to get a real surprise if you're interested in buying a vehicle. And I'll tell you that right now. I'm not going to spoil it because it is going to be a surprise. But I always have the $500 coupons with me for discounts off the purchase of your new or pre-owned vehicle. Well, you come see me this time, you're going to see a different surprise for the combat wounded veterans only. Okay. You know, the Democrats and Congress in general, Americans have lost faith in Washington, D.C. It's just little wonder why 77% of Americans, according to the latest poll across the political spectrum, disapprove of the congressional job performance. This is a Gallup poll. 77% disapprove. And back on January the 3rd, when Nancy Pelosi took over as Speaker of the House for the second time in her career, in the 4.5 months since, Americans have gotten another close look at what career politicians do best than anything else, and that's solve real problems. They do anything but solve real problems. And for more than 2 years, congressional Democrats have excused inaction by attacking President Donald Trump every time, every day, every way, for a crime he did not commit. And the Mueller report, a 400-page document that cost American taxpayers at least $35 million, recommended no charges against the president, and that should have ended the matter. But now it's no, we got to see all these other documents because, well, there might be collusion in there. There might be corruption in there. There might be conspiracy in there. Well, guess what? Turnaround's fair play. Now the documents are coming out, as well as the green light from the president to the Attorney General, William Barr, to unseal all documents related to the 2016 campaign surveillance, which involves not only the Secretary of State, not only the National Security Agency, not only the Department of Energy, not only the Department of Interior, but also the Treasury Department. All those documents from all those departments and agencies are going to be released by the Attorney General in the days and weeks to come. And I'll tell you right now, congressional Democrats, some of them, will be headed for the hills. They'll be eating crow. They'll have to disappear from sight. Because even though they've got their new obstruction strategy, which is to weaponize the subpoena powers of Congress to fish for political ammunition to use against the Trump administration, turnaround is fair play. Turnaround is fair play. And the turnaround is going to be intense. Now, also, the push against the Electoral College is going on. And Electoral College is something that 14 states and the District of Columbia are trying to eliminate and elect the president simply by the popular vote of the United States rather than by the Electoral College, where they get whatever amount of electors they get for their states and the District of Columbia. I believe the District of Columbia, I think, is two. And the 14 states, it depends on how many congressmen and how many senators you have. But under the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, states would award the electoral votes to the candidate who wins the national popular vote. Now, the states that have joined the pact so far are California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, Washington State, and D.C. Nevada's Assembly also approved the measure to join the agreement, and it now awaits the governor's signature. But here's the deal. According to the Constitution, they can't do it that way. And there is going to be a constitutional challenge. And we'll see who prevails. Because presidents have won races by receiving the most electoral votes, despite losing the popular vote. The most recent case being the 2016 election, despite collecting 3 million fewer votes than Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump won the election with 304 electoral votes. And let me tell you something. Donald Trump was ahead in the popular vote in 49 states total until they got to California.
And then the vote in California gave Hillary the, quote, popular vote victory. Now, my question is, we know beyond any doubt at all that illegals voted in California. You know why we know that? Because illegals could vote in California in the state election, in the federal race, or in the federal election. State races, I'll get that right in a minute. State races, even though it was a federal election. How many illegals do you think actually voted in the federal races that weren't caught? You think there was quite a few, like I do? Sure. Ballot harvesting in California that we heard about? Ballot harvesting in Arizona that we heard about? Attempted ballot harvesting that did not make it in Georgia? Attempted ballot harvesting that did not make it in Florida? Because they got caught at their own game trying to do something that was illegal in those last two states? Now, the PAC will only take effect if enough states join to make it 270 electoral votes, the number that would guarantee a win for the candidate. The addition of Nevada will bring the vote total so far to 195. But the Electoral College is a partisan issue because Democratic-leaning states are often highly populated. Urban areas believe that they've been disadvantaged during elections in comparison to smaller rural states that tend to vote Republican. And these same small Republican states, however, say eliminating the Electoral College would take away the voice of rural Americans. Well, true, because that's why it was put out there to begin with. And for now, the fate of the PAC seems uncertain when no Republican legislature has backed it so far, and Congress has yet to sanction the movement. Congress has not approved or passed a law to allow the states to do this. So right now, it's a big nothing burger. Right now. And Congress has not acted on it. Nor will they. Because guess what? It won't pass in the Senate. It may pass in the House, but it won't pass in the Senate. And I'm telling you right now, with all the activity that's been going on, with all we've seen from the Democrats, with all the action this week, with all the comments, with all the personal attacks going back and forth from Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to the president, calling for intervention from the family, and this, that, and the other, and trying to make things into something that they're not, they are destroying their own credibility, and you're watching it happen right in front of your own eyes. And the more they do it, the worse it's going to get. And Sondi, thank you very much for your comments, and I've got that. And Ed, yep, I got your comments too. Appreciate that. You be careful coming back from Tallahassee. All right, our first Military and Veterans News segment coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A wild time at the White House with high-level insults topping the news in the nation's capital between Nancy Pelosi and President Trump. He bashes the Speaker of the House, calling her Crazy Nancy.
Crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
She says she's praying for him and hoping his family or his people would stage an intervention.
I pray for the President of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
The President saying Pelosi has lost it and that she's a mess. The President making his remarks in the Roosevelt Room announcing a $16 billion aid package for farmers hit hard by the trade war with China.
In assistance to America's farmers and ranchers, it all comes from China.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment, brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, National Aviation Academy, today's the last day you can sign up for that class starting next Friday on the 31st. And here's more about National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, do you know where you're going to be in 14 months? Would your paycheck be at the grade that your skills deserve? How would you like an $80,000 paycheck for the year, next year, or the year after? That's the number the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics gives the top 10% of aircraft mechanics. Now, if you're good at working with your hands, a career as an airframe and power plant technician can be yours in 14 months at the National Aviation Academy here in Clearwater, Florida, and also in Concord, Massachusetts.
You'll receive lifetime career placement assistance as well, so you'll always be able to have a job. And the NAA team members are trained to help vets and active duty military transition from military to a job in the private sector. Now, there's money available through your GI Bill for post 9/11 veterans. For previous 9/11 veterans, you'd have to do a little check-in and see if you've used your funds or not, or how much would be available. But National Aviation can help you with all of that. And, of course, for civilians, they have student loans available, too. And, again, what you'd have to do is get a hold of National Aviation by checking them out, first of all, on their website, naa.edu. But coming up today, 5 o'clock, ends it. If you want to be in the May 31st class next Friday, either in Clearwater or Concord, you got to do it today. You got to get a hold of them. So you either go online to the website, naa.edu, fill out the information, naa.edu, or you give them a call at this number, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. You'll be enrolled in the program, and away you go, and that'll be the end of it. Now, the acting defense secretary, who probably will become permanent, the acting defense secretary is now exercising the gag rule memo, which is getting a bit of a bipartisan backlash, because the bipartisan leaders of the House Armed Services Committee said that they will act against Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan's new restrictions on how the Pentagon tells Congress about international military operations. Well, the reason they're doing that is they don't want to telegraph all over the world to the enemy before it happens. Hello? Because these fools in Congress open their mouths and tell people things when they shouldn't. By the way, American Taliban, John Walker Lynn, was released from prison. The young Californian who became known as the American Taliban. Not sure where he's going to go or what he's going to do, but he's out of prison, so we'll just wait and see what happens next. Now, the trial for Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher, the Navy SEAL accused of murdering an injured teenage ISIS fighter back in Iraq in 2017, has been delayed amid a whirlwind of allegations that the prosecution in the case was illegally spying on defense attorneys and a journalist while withholding information from the judge. If that's the case, they'll throw that case right out of court. If that's the case. And we'll see. Now, presidential pardons, which could be in store here for the Navy Chief Petty Officer. We'll see. But presidential pardons for American service members convicted or accused of war crimes in Iraq and Afghanistan, including the killing of unarmed enemy fighters, could possibly lead to undermining military leadership. It might complicate the U.S. relationship with some key allies. Several military law experts are warning, but to that I say nonsense. If you're innocent, regardless of the reasons, then that ends it, end of story. By the way, speaking of Afghanistan, the U.S. and NATO forces commander in Afghanistan, General Scott Miller, has said that there's some indications now about the movements of al-Qaeda elements in some parts of Afghanistan, but gave no details about the nature of those movements, just that al-Qaeda has risen again and is on the move. Now, the Pentagon is presenting plans to the White House to send up to 10,000 more troops into the Middle East in a move to beef up defenses against potential Iranian threats. I don't think it'll be 10,000. I think it'll be 3,000 to 5,000 will be sent in there. Don't know where they're going to be sent. We'll have to wait and see. And the attacks now in Mali are coming amidst more warnings and assaults in coastal Ghana, Togo, and Benin, previously unaffected by terrorism, as well as the Cote d'Ivoire, which the 2016 Islamic attack in Grand Bassam has also happened. And the Pentagon announced that they're going to build temporary shelters for at least 7,500 migrants along the border with Mexico to detain the people that are coming in. So there you go. And Al, your question, the simple answer to your question is it's a constitutional challenge, Al. It's not a individual ruling by anybody. It doesn't happen that way. Two states made it legal, California and Arizona, to do what they're doing. Now, for those of you that are on TRICARE, if you haven't heard this, the 2020 military budget, the Department of Defense's fiscal 2020 budget, is calling for the elimination of about 18,000 military medical positions. Now, this is because of the massive reforms mandated in the fiscal 2017 National Defense Authorization Act to standardize and streamline the delivery of military medicine. This is roughly 20% of the military's medical force at the VAs. Now, this reduction in medical capacity seems to have been developed absent a medical readiness requirement, which would support new operational combat plans around the world should we go to war somewhere. But here's what you need to know, veterans. If you use any military medical facility for you or your family's health care, you too may be affected by the impending harsh reduction of military medical personnel. Now, these cuts in medical staff would span all specialties and may affect active duty military families and all retirees, both under and over the age of 65, if you're currently using a military hospital or clinic. Now, this is also because of the Veterans Choice Act, where you will be able to go off the base and use whatever it is that's sanctioned, authorized, off the base. So, this is something that's going to be discussed, something that's going to be talked about. I don't think you've heard the end of this just yet, and we'll see where all of this goes. But 2020, this all changes in 2020. Now, coming up, we're going to take another look at the highways and byways here on the program. And we still have the threat of tornadoes out there. Tornado Alley's more or less involved in it tonight. And all I can tell you is that if you're traveling out there, West Texas, Western Oklahoma, west of Oklahoma City, Central Kansas, you still got some conditions that are ripe for severe thunderstorms. And I'm looking at this right now from all the way from Lubbock, Texas, and down there along Clovis, New Mexico, right there along that line, all the way up into the central and northern part of Kansas right now. There is there are watches and there are warnings all through that area. So be careful. All right. Coming back to Captain America Third Watch, taking a look at the highways and the byways. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
you, that's C.W. McCall and Convoy from the movie with the same name, and that is a classic song from way back when. Back, let's see, who the heck was it? Oh, Ernest Borgnine was the sheriff, and Kris Kristofferson and Ally McGraw were the two stars in the lead truck. But anyway, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop. See them around the country. They're located just about everywhere that you go in your travels, and it's not a bad place for you to just take some time off and get things done that need to be done, including your laundry. How's that? Now, severe thunderstorms and flash flooding will again be possible from the southern plains into the Midwest all day Friday. Periodic risks of severe thunderstorms, tornadoes, along with flash flooding, are forecast from the central and southern plains all the way to the Great Lakes in the northeast through the Memorial Day weekend. Now, temperatures across much of the east will be above normal, as they will hold that way through Memorial Day, including the southeastern part of the U.S. And right here where I'm at, it's going to be in the 90s today, the 90s Saturday, the 90s Sunday, the 90s Monday, Memorial Day. Now, let's take a look at where the bad weather is tonight, the severe weather. We do, once again, have the threat of severe thunderstorms and possible tornadoes starting out right down there, Clovis, New Mexico, bring it on up into Lubbock, Texas, take it on over towards Wichita Falls, take it on an angle across Oklahoma through the western part of Oklahoma City and up into Kansas, up into Salina, Kansas, Emporia, and right on up into the northeastern part of Kansas to include almost into Missouri. The northern, northwestern part of Missouri, but nowhere's near, I repeat, nowhere's near Jefferson City where they had that horrible tornado last night. Now, you do have watches, you do have warnings, you do have flood watches, flood warnings. There is rain coming down along that area, and again, the thunderstorms, torrential downpours when they come down, lots of lightning, lots of wind. So that's what you're going to have to contend with today. Plus, the panhandle of Oklahoma, up there in Guymon, up there in Boise City, you're going to have rain and lots of it. It's raining there right now. You've got rain on and off through the central part of Missouri, rain on and off through the central part of Wisconsin, northern part of Illinois, southeastern part of Minnesota, northeastern corner of Iowa, scattered showers in South Dakota to include Rapid City. You've got some fog in the western part of Kansas tonight, taking you into about Lyman, Colorado on I-70. And that's from about Goodland, Kansas, all the way into Lyman, looks like, with the fog. And then up in Wyoming, you've got some high winds tonight, Elk Mountain, down into Rollins. Be careful there. And you got a little bit of snow left, winter driving still going on in Colorado, the southwestern tip in the mountains of Colorado there. And other than that, there is another system coming in off the Pacific from Washington down to Oregon, down to California, the northern part of California. Don't know what's going to happen yet. It's a little bit early to tell, but it's definitely going to be another one of those systems coming in that could produce snow in the mountains. You've got high winds, by the way, tonight in Georgia, scattered rain showers in Louisiana, scattered rain showers in Arkansas. And as I said, the bad weather tonight happens to be starting out right there in Clovis, New Mexico, coming right up through Lubbock, up towards Wichita Falls, up through Oklahoma, just west of Oklahoma City, and then it goes on up into Kansas, and it is right on the corner, right on the northeastern corner of Kansas tonight with Missouri. So be careful, and a lot of people in our listening area are hearing me say that up there in on those stations that I'm on in that area. So there you go. Now, again, Truckers Highway and Byway Report tonight, brought to you by our very good friends at the Pilot and Flying J. I'm going to be getting out from time to time and stopping by and saying howdy, howdy to our
friends at the pilots in the Flying J, because they're not the way they used to be. It's not your mother's truck stop anymore. No, 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 no. You can find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, and one of the pilots in the Flying J's. You'll find either a Huddle House, a Moe's Southwest Grill, Denny's restaurants. Might find some other stuff there, too. Might find a Dunkin' Donuts. It's all good. So, check them out. Pilot and Flying J. Not your mother's truck stop anymore. Definitely a great place to go. And they got all the amenities there in the bigger truck stops in the Flying J's. Laundry, lounge, television, the whole nine yards. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCo.com is with us right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, the president went and said, Mr. Attorney General Barr, sir, I want you to declassify, or I'm declassifying all these documents related to the 2016 campaign surveillance, and let's get her done and get it out there.
Well, he almost said that.
Well, I'm just rounding it off. I'm keeping it simple and stupid.
He gave Barr the authorization to declassify. Now, what he's declassifying, it actually, he's putting the burden on Barr. So Barr is the, you know, he's still going to be unpopular, even more so now. But Barr will work with the intelligence agencies, DNI, NSA, you know, FBI, CIA, whatever, to declassify. And Barr, I know, will be very cautious and very careful because we don't want to give up sources and methods, and
no.
That's okay, too. But and even if he does declassify, some of them could actually still be redacted, and reasonably so. But it is an absolute shot across the bow. I saw this about 6:30 last night and said, whoa.
Uh-huh.
But I'm very, very happy about it. And really, take a good look at the reactions from the Democrats, because some of them are already just, you know, gone sideways on us. But I think this was overdue. Trump did say that it was going to happen soon in one of the interviews. I think he gave it to Catherine Herridge. That it would, and a week later, you know, here we go. Now, I don't expect them to come out real fast, these documents. I think they'll come out, slowly and methodically and cautiously, and rightly so.
Well, yeah, they say it's going to take a little while to get all this out there, but that's only part of it. There's a lot more to talk about here, you know, after the top of the hour break, but this is becoming, very rapidly becoming, a situation where I believe there are some Democrats that are shaking in their boots right now, because this is going to get, some of this is going to get deep into who, what, when, where, why.
It'll lead all the way to the White House, probably.
I do believe so.
The Obama White House, yeah.
Do believe so. All right, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. And you heard the comment that was just made. This will lead all the way back to the Obama White House. And I have no doubt at all that that isn't going to be what's going to happen. The next question is, what happens then? Okay, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.